This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Well, we are seeing the cotton harvest really get going, and at the same time, we're seeing some changes in cotton condition ratings. Brad Rippey follows this on a weekly basis. He's a meteorologist with USDA.
Cotton condition, mostly steady, especially in the upper categories. Good to excellent rating, 40% unchanged from last week. We did see a small decline in the very poor-to-poor ratings, or I should say an increase in the very poor-to-poor ratings, an overall decline in condition. 33% of the cotton rated very poor-to-poor. That's up from 30% a week ago. This year's cotton crop rated a bit lower overall than what we saw this time a year ago, when we saw 41% of the cotton rated good to excellent, but just 23% very poor-to-poor. Texas, the number one state, continues to lead the nation in cotton rated very poor to poor at 47%. That's up a point from last week, largely due to drought in the western production areas. And we have seen some increases in cotton rated very poor to poor in some of the wetter areas of the southeast. In Virginia, for example, where we've seen some soaking rains recently, we now see a quarter of the crop rated very poor to poor. That's up from 13%. A week ago.
Brad Rippey with USDA. Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.